Hi, welcome back to another episode with Bipolar J. This one is episode 20, titled Movie Theater. So I'm gonna read you something that I learned in class, and I'm just gonna read it to you word for word. I'm not gonna change a single thing, and then I'll give you my own take on it. So the title of this one page sheet is called Everyone cannot be in your front row. So one more time, the title is Everyone cannot be in your front row. So life is a theater, so invite your audiences carefully. Not everyone is healthy enough to have a front row seat in our lives. There are some people in your life that need to be loved from a distance. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you let go, or at least minimize your time with draining, negative, incompatible, not going anywhere relationships, friendships, fellowships, and family. Everyone cannot be in your front row. Observe the relationships around you. Pay attention to which ones lift and which ones lean, which ones encourage and which ones discourage, which ones are a path of growth uphill and which ones are just going downhill. When you leave certain people, do you feel better or feel worse? Which ones always have drama or don't really understand, know, and appreciate you and the gift that lies within you? Everyone cannot be in your front row. You decide who gets to sit in the front row and who should be moved to the balcony of your life. Everyone cannot be in your front row. You cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people you are around. I'll say that one more time. You cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people you are around. Choose wisely the people who sit in the front row of your life. Remember that front row seats are for special and deserving people, and those who sit in the front row should be chosen carefully. Everyone can't be in your front row. So there you have it. That's the one pager titled Everyone Cannot Be in Your Front Row. So here's my takeaway on that. I totally agree 100% of the time I totally agree 100% with this one pager. To a certain extent. What do I mean by that? So I agree that everyone cannot be in your front row. If life is a theater and you are the actor and the player, then, of course, not everybody can be very supportive of you. So you need to choose your friends carefully. We know that you are the product of the five closest people around you from psychology. So just choose carefully who you hang out with. But that doesn't mean that you cannot love people from afar, whether they be friends, romantic love, or even family. They can be just moved to the balcony, and you can just distance yourself that way while still maintaining a contact. So they can still watch you from the balcony. And that doesn't mean that they will always stay in the balcony. They can come back down to the front row if later on in life, certain events change, they change, or you change. So that's my takeaway on it, is that yes, not everyone can be in your front row because front rows are reserved for special people. But the fact of the matter is, or my opinion on the matter is that based on a certain time, you need certain people in your life. And you shouldn't feel bad if you need to relegate or delegate people to the balcony seats because they're still watching. And you are still the main player in this theater. And if you're not the main player in this theater, then this is something to do with self-esteem that you need to work on, bipolar J. Again, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not your doctor, I'm not a therapist. Please talk to your healthcare professional if you have any sort of needs or concerns. This is just Bipolar J talking back to Bipolar J and anybody who might be listening out there. Peace.